This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. Attorney General William Barr faced rigorous questioning today by the Senate Judiciary Committee, a meeting that had already been scheduled when it was learned just yesterday that the Attorney General had actually received a letter from the special prosecutor, Robert Mueller, objecting to Barr's own summary of his two-year investigation into Russian collusion in the 2016 presidential election. Now, Attorney General Barr received this letter within a couple of days after he released his now famous four-page summary of the report. The waning moments of today's testimony brought this reaction by William Barr under questioning about the letter by U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal.
The letter's a bit snitty, and I think it was probably written by one of his staff people.
Did you make a memorandum of your conversation?
Huh?
Did you make a memorandum?
No, I didn't.
Or did anyone else?
The Democratic senator pressed further.
Did anyone, either you or anyone on your staff, memorialize your conversation with Robert Mueller?
Yes.
Who did that?
There were notes taken of the call.
May we have those notes?
No.
The day's testimony was adjourned within quick seconds of the Attorney General's negative response there. Numerous United States senators now calling for the Attorney General to resign. A United Nations Security Council committee has designated as a global terrorist the head of the Pakistan-based militant organization Jaish-e-Mohammed after China withdrew its long-held objections to the designation. Beijing, a staunch Islamabad ally, had on several occasions since 2009 prevented the sanctions committee from blacklisting Masoud Azhar, the founder of the GEM, which is already designated as a global terrorist group. United States, France, and Britain had jointly moved the designation earlier this week. This is VOA News.